Wendy Nola, our consumer ninja. Payment holidays from the banks. I mean, our banks are lovely. Our banks are very good. Our banks are very effective. But the term payment holiday sends alarm bells ringing. Advise.
Yes, advise. So you remember those car adverts when we could still go out and buy cars, and they'd say, buy now and start paying in 3 months' time. And I was like, sounds fab, but that interest is going to catch you and catch you good. And so I've been asking all the banks, you know, some have been talking about payment holidays. Standard Bank said zero fees when you halt your student loan repayments for 3 months or 4 months, whatever it is, April to July. What about the interest, though? Funnily enough, I'm not getting too much of a response about on that question. Nedbank has been the most forthcoming. They said if they restructure a loan, the rearrangement of the current monthly repayment schedule, which includes a review of the interest rate charge, may result in an increase of the original loan term. In other words, you'll pay less interest, but you'll pay for longer. So, yeah, I think they're all being very, very cagey about the detail. FNB has said to me they will only speak once BASA, the Banking Association of South Africa, comes out with its statement, which I'm told is going to be tomorrow morning. And what we're looking at, Bruce, I hear from my sources, is a collective approach. So one insider said to me, it's no good us trying to, you know, mainly for marketing purposes, you know, come out with, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. It needs to be a collective. All the banks need to come together, see the big picture and do something as an industry. So I'm thinking that's what's going to come out tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, this idea of payment holidays, is there any discussion at all that you're picking up that it goes beyond student loans, that it goes beyond the limited stuff that we're seeing? Because again, households, particularly if this thing is extended and life as normal doesn't continue for a long time, there's going to have to be a flexibility like we've never seen before.
Exactly. So on the one hand, I'm being told it has to be a collective approach. And then every single one of the banks has also said to me, in response to my very specific questions about what are you actually going to offer people who come to you in desperate straits? And what are the fee and interest implications? So all of them said, if we're going to look at this on a case-by-case basis, we implore our clients to come to us and so we can discuss, you know, their individual needs and what we can do for them. So, for example, a guy called Johan wrote to me, I'm getting so many of these that are actually literally keeping me up at night. Hi, my wife gets 1,700 Rand pension from Transnet. I have a driving school, so no income for a while, certainly for 21 days. The bond is in my wife's name. How can ABSA assist us regarding paying back on the bond? We won't even be in a position to buy food. So I went to ABSA and Jeff Lee, their managing executive of Home Loan, said, you know, I've asked for his contact details. Johan's situation is very concerning. We'll do everything in our power to assist him. It's in our best interest to ensure that we take every possible step.
There's the point, isn't it? There is the point. The last thing banks want is for you to default on your loan. They don't want to own your house. They want you to stay in your house and they want you to pay them back over a period of time. They don't want to own the property. They don't want to have to sell it on an auction. It's a mission and it's a pain in the butt. They went through a process 20 years ago of properties in possession and it was just a dreadful time for them.
I remember that. In 1998, I just bought a house and I almost lost it just as quickly. But, you know, so I remember that very well. But, yeah, so they're saying, while it's difficult to outline the specific measures that we will propose for Johan with the level of detail provided, but rest assured we're reaching out to him. But what do you do when someone's income dries up for months on end? I mean, it is, Bruce, I've never, in 20-something years of consumer journalism, I have never felt so helpless.
Yeah.
And so desperate for the people who are writing to me. It is heartbreaking. So let's see what BASA says in the morning. But yeah, it looks like they're all pinning their hopes on some kind of collective response that they can all buy into.
Well, I mean,
I'm very interested to see what it is.
Absolutely. I mean, the banks have been given lots of leeway in terms of the Competition Act. The government is expecting the banks to come to the party on this. And thank goodness, because we are...
Something has to happen.
Yeah. Unprecedented actions in unprecedented times. And, you know, lots of people are very... Nothing's ever going to be good enough for everybody. We got to make the best of a really, really difficult situation. Wendy Nola on it, as always, our consumer ninja on a Wednesday night.